Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience, and more. Today's episode, I went to hell and found a casino. This is episode 75, season 3. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now, your host, Michael Traeger. What's going on, Michael?
Just busy, crazy, but dropping things on my desk. I say that.
It happens.
Yeah, it does happen. So no, everything is good. Just really busy and crazy. Actually been trying to finalize some of the Zorkfest stuff this week because it's gotten very complicated and Vegas has gotten very expensive. So I hope I will have that figured out soon, even though we had the date. The only thing we had figured out was the date, but everything else has become more complicated, which it always does. But, you know, that's just the way life is.
How about move it to the Fiesta Room at El Cortez? I know someone there who knows people.
I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. Yeah, I don't. You know, we really actually did enjoy doing it at Plaza, but I feel keeping it on the Strip is sort of important. More people seem to want that. It's tough. I mean, the hardest part about it is also coordinating the casino aspects of it. So that's a lot of moving parts, an absolute labor of love.
Indeed. But I'm sure it'll all come together. Everything will work out fine. There's no news today. Another slow day in Vegas as everyone's putting out their first quarter reports or whatever they're doing with their finances and having conference calls and shareholder
meetings. I bet Meltz is happy. Meltz is like sitting there with his coffee, listening to all those financial calls.
Oh, yeah. He's having a great time. This is heaven for Meltz.
heaven for Meltz.
So that being said, since there's no news, it is time for the tease.
Sure. That's you liked our witty title, I Went to Hell, H-E-L, which is almost hell without one L in it. Is the airport code for Helsinki, just like JFK is the airport code for JFK. So that's why we were saying that we went to hell and found a casino. But is there really a casino in hell? Actually, Movestro, do you think there's a casino in hell, or is there just a casino in heaven?
As I understand it, there is indeed a casino in hell. I think we have images.
Okay, is there... Oh my God, we could go. Yes. So we have some images of this casino. So it was a very odd casino. It was two levels. It was very large, very empty. They actually also had smoking rooms. It's the kind of place like many European casinos, but this one was a little bit more strict that you had to show your passport and get a player's card. And they had to ask you a bunch of questions on a tablet before you would come in, like, where's your money coming from? How much are you gambling? What do you do for a living? Are you a politically exposed or influenced person? Like lots and lots of questions on a tablet. I wanted to take pictures of each of them, but I thought they probably would have gotten mad at me. They also forced you to use the code check on the way in. Actually, I don't know if they forced you, but they highly told you that you should use a code check. So that was a little odd. And I was extremely exhausted that night. I had taken an Uber over and it was a pretty short ride from my hotel. Actually, it would be like a 15-minute walk, but I was just totally wiped. What's also interesting, their hours are a little odd. They close mostly at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know where they came up with that. It's sort of like where we go late, but not too late. We won't let you gamble until the morning. You got to go home and go to sleep. There were table games and slots. The slots looked like they were mostly American slots, and I probably should have tried playing some, but I was just too exhausted to do it. But they were looking like normal North America kind of slot machines, as opposed to they sort of look like it, but they're different slot machines like in the UK. So that was sort of good. So the slots seemed sort of okay. They had a lot of games that I recognized. And they had some older games, and they had some very old video poker, like Pick'em Poker and some other stuff. I didn't check the pay tables, but that could be sort of interesting. And you had to use your player's card for everything. I told you that, even at table games. Table games, they did have 3-2 blackjack. I saw two blackjack tables that were open. They were pretty full, about 10 euro to 500, and I think the other one was 25 euros to 2,000. The Baccarat was closed. And I actually asked about that. They said they don't get much Baccarat. Sometimes they open it on the weekends. So maybe that used to be a thing and it isn't a thing anymore. It just seemed like their little poker room and the blackjack and one roulette table, a bunch of the other tables were closed. They have a couple of other carnival games. So it was sort of strange. I mean, the most people in the casino were in the area with the table games. The slots areas were just very, very quiet. And I guess I should have probably done a video or taken some more pictures, but I felt sort of I sort of felt like there were like too many employees and not many picture taker people. And I didn't want to, I was in that kind of mode where I was just too tired to want to take a bunch of pictures of things. So I just sort of let it go. But it was cool. I mean, they have like a definitely like, I call them disco stairs, or maybe Movestro called them disco stairs. But it's definitely this cool two-level casino. So it's sort of neat. I guess it could be fun with some people if I wasn't so tired. It just seemed a little, I don't want to say it was creepy, but you know, when you're in a place that's that big and it's pretty empty, that always is a little bit odd. Sort of like, how do they keep the lights on? How do they afford for this place to operate? You know, especially since the table limits weren't that high. That seemed a little, just seemed a little interesting to me. But who knows? Maybe it's just their whole, like, their whole financial way of dealing with things is different. I just can't see how this place is a big profit maker. And it also is always surprising to me to see that Baccarat isn't operating, because in the London casinos, especially like at Empire, Baccarat is very popular. And a lot of Asian people, you know, Asian people love to play Baccarat and tend to play Baccarat mostly at those casinos. And I have to assume that there's some population of people in Helsinki, or maybe not. I mean, so Helsinki is only like 500,000 people. In comparison to that, Amsterdam is like 800,000 people, and London is millions and millions of people. So perhaps, you know, maybe in such a small city, there really aren't that many Asian people who want to play Baccarat. So that could be part of it. And also, these casinos are obsessive about information about, like, know where your money comes from and trying to prevent money laundering and stuff like that. So maybe that's gotten rid of a lot of players. Also, the fact that, you know, Finland is very, very close to Russia. One of the most popular things from Helsinki would be to take the train to St. Petersburg, which you can't anymore. And I would think that they've lost a lot of Russian tourists, and Russians love to gamble. So maybe that's part of it, too. I don't know. It'd be interesting to know. I don't know who would know. But that's about it. Anything? Any thoughts there? Any thoughts there, Movestro? I mean, you might have liked it. They had the slot stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, although it looks kind of weird, I would have liked to have seen, if I was there, anything other than North American slots, you know, I would have been like, you know, into, because I mean, we can get all that stuff out here. But I did want to point out, those wonderful stairs. I'm going to go ahead and just get on over to that image. Let's see. There
the disco stairs.
There it is. I mean, I could just picture, you know, John Travolta, you know, in his disco getup, just, you know, to some sort of a song, walking down those stairs, and every time his foot touches step, like the step changes to a completely different color, kind of like Qbert. You know, I don't remember that game with Qbert hops on that little pyramid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, remember, colors. This casino is exactly 30 years old. Mm-hmm. So if we do our math correct, that throws us into like 1990, right?
Okay.
Right. So, right, 90 to... what I just did, 30 years. What year are we in? 2024. So it's 30 years old. So I think it's like 30 years old, and they haven't, like, it looks exactly, other than probably some of the slot machines changing, it looks exactly the way it did 30 years ago.
That makes a lot of sense. It looks like the creators of Dave and Buster's and Chuck E. Cheese's got together and designed that casino. It's kind of what it looks like to me.
Yeah, I mean, that isn't the early 90s, because it's like the mid 90s. But I think, you know how generations slide into each other? So you've got like that 80s look that sort of slides into the 90s, and the 90s slides into 2000, yeah. You know? So things that look very 80s, they sort of, that style is still there until like the mid 90s, if that makes sense. It's just like the 70s was very like styled into like the mid 80s, because you don't, like, when someone says something looks very 1970s, you don't like transition from like 1979 to 1980 and then all of a sudden things look totally different, right? They sort of like sort of change a little bit or something like that. So it's interesting. I do need to look up a little bit more, but I'm glad I went there. It's good to see casinos. I truly wish I wasn't so tired, because I would have spent more time and gambled, but it was my last night. I was super tired and was leaving the next day, but I definitely did want to get over there and check, you know, just check it out and see the overall vibe, which I saw the vibe. I mean, obviously it was local people, mostly local people playing blackjack.
All right. Before we get going, is there anything you want to discuss, anything on your mind you want to refresh everybody about that contest again?
Yeah, remember about that contest. We're running a contest. I think two or three people have responded, or maybe five people have responded. I don't know. But we have a few more books to give out, so I'll probably be gracious that anybody else. The contest ends in a couple of days on April 20th. So as long as people respond, you know, we said we're going to give a prize on the 8th and the 10th. But if they respond, and maybe they're not the 8th, but they're the 7th or the 6th, I'll probably send the books to them anyway. So if you want to, just it has to be done by the 20th. And I will distribute those from Amazon. And that is to win a copy of Casino Craps for the winner. And that's about it. And there are links to this Casino Helsinki in the show notes. And also, we'll talk about Finland, or we'll talk about some other casino stuff. I have a couple other things on my mind, but I did want to get back to this. Sorry it wasn't so exciting, but it's sort of cool. Hey, it's cool to know if you're in Helsinki, there is a casino.
That's good to know. And that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation, not just Las Vegas, but Finland, a casino in hell, wherever you want to go. We got you. Please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.